Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I'm going to tell you today about telling the bees.
Telling the bees. This sounds like a novel, and there's a lady in a sun hat on the front.
Yes, totally.
It's set in the 40s or something like that.
Well, and you know what's funny is I got this idea from a BBC show, Lark Rise to Candleford, which I just loved. And in that, there was this older lady who took care of several beehives. They were right outside her house. Mm-hmm. And one day in the show, something happens, someone dies, and she runs mm-hmm. out. The first thing she does is she tells the bees that this person has died. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that for about as long as we've been growing plants, we've been hanging with those bees, right?
Yep.
This telling of the bees part, talking to the mm-hmm. bees, I found this great poem that it kind of brings it all together. U.S. poet John Greenleaf Whittier wrote Telling the Bees in 1858, "For I knew she was telling the bees of one gone on the journey we all must go."
Oh,
I know, it's super sad. And telling the bees was most widely seen in England, but also was documented in the United States, Switzerland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Ireland.
So would they tell the bees anyone close to the family that has passed, or is it like their beekeeper when their beekeeper passed?
Yeah, anything significant in the family, births and deaths, you had to tell the bees. And there was some fear that if you didn't tell the bees,
you might lose your hive.
They might stop making honey. They might swarm away because you had kind of broken that family compact with these creatures that were so important to your family. So if a beekeeper died, in some traditions, the eldest son was to move the hives, say, to face the front door of the house, or a person would approach the hive, knock three times, and announce that the beekeeper is dead.
Wow.
Yeah. And some people would talk to bees. Some people would sing to bees. Often the death was announced by the spouse, sometimes mm-hmm. in rhyme and often in song. So in Nottinghamshire, the wife of the dead was heard singing quietly in front of the hive, "The master is dead, but don't you go. Your mistress will be a good mistress to you."
Aww.
I know.
Part of me really likes that sort of tradition because it gives the person another chance to process what's happened to them and to share in something that seems inexplicable and difficult.
And they would even put the bees through a period of mourning in some places. You would drape the hives with black fabric.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
they'd have to stay home?
Yeah. This one fellow got a hive of bees at auction. And they just seemed kind of weak and despondent. And he thought that maybe their owner had died and the bees, as he said, hadn't had a chance to mourn. Oh. So he draped their hives and he told them the beekeeper was dead. And after a few days, they all perked up.
Wow.
Now, is it coincidence? Maybe. Who knows? But like that traditional thing gave everybody a moment to pause. Even the bees.
Yes. It does make sense in a lot of ways, too, that bees can be a big part of a livelihood, or like in farming communities before Target and grocery stores, honey had to come from the hive. And so that was a big mystery too, though, the way bees behave and why did they swarm and where did the queen go and they all died and what?
Yeah.
So I definitely understand a bit of superstition surrounding that because of the value, but also the tenuousness of your ability to affect that. And,
just do what
like
you can.
It's like the weather. You don't know. We don't know.
Exactly. So on a happy note, when there was a wedding, mm-hmm. A very specially decorated piece of cake would be left outside the beehive so the bees could share in the party. And when they were married, the newlyweds would introduce themselves to the bees of the house.
Really? These are fun traditions. That I like a lot.
Isn't that sweet? Can you just imagine you got this bride and groom and they're standing there and they're like, "Bees, we're married." And the bees are like, "Yay."
Yes, I love that. That's delightful. That's much more festive.
So that's telling the bees.
I love that one. That's delightful. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram, and our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored. Go tell the bees about us. They'll want to know.